This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Karen Blackwell-Smith. Karen, how you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Sean?
Good. So what year were you born, and in what city?
I was born in 1958 in Indianapolis.
Okay. And how did you get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
I have a long family history. I'm a fourth generation parishioner on my father's side and third generation on my mother's side. And my parents both attended St. Joan of Arc school, and they were in the class of 1948. I attended St. Joan of Arc through fifth grade when my family outgrew our house and we moved 5 blocks north of 52nd Street, which was the parish boundary at that time. So I had to transfer to Immaculate Heart then.
Okay.
And I decided to come back home to St. Joan of Arc in 1995.
All right. So when you were little and you're going to school and church there, what was your impression of the church itself?
Big, huge. And I still think that today.
What are some aspects of it that you admire about architecture or the structure?
I just appreciate the very traditional interior of the church, especially now that it's been restored. All the gilding and everything's just so bright and shiny now. I love the mosaics, and I love all the marble.
And do you happen to remember, like, the names of your teachers when you were there, or one or two teachers from when you were there when you were young?
Sure. First grade, I had Sister Rose Martin, Sister of Providence. Second grade, I had Mrs. Duncan. Third grade, I had Mrs. Wilson. Fourth grade, I had Mrs. Daniels. In fifth grade, I had Mrs. Persine.
That's great. Okay, so since you've come back, you said you came back in 95?
Mm-hmm.
So what type of involvement or different roles have you done to help out with the church and community?
After volunteering at the French Market for a few years, I was asked to be co-chair with Michael O'Brien in 1999. And I've served as chair and co-chair on and off for many of the years since then. I was also asked to chair the parish's centennial celebration that's coming up this summer. It will be held during the weekend of July 16th through 18th. And my husband Eric and I served on the kitchen crew for the Nan Creed's poolside dinners for several years. There were dinners for 10 that were auctioned off as a fundraiser at the reverse raffle. We had a lot of fun and we ate a lot of great food there.
That's great. So as far as some of your personal favorite memories, what's some really cool moments that have always really stick out to you?
Watching Carl Henn serve as our MC for the French Market for many years. It was just fun to watch him take such delight in doing it. And another happy memory is when we surprised Carl on his 98th birthday, which fell on the day of the French Market 2 years ago.
So what did you do to surprise him, or what was that moment?
His family brought him there, and we had him seated up near the stage, and he was telling somebody, well, you know, today's my birthday. Well, we all already knew that, and we're ready for that, but we were all acting like, yeah, really, you know, acting like we were surprised. And so we had Father Guy make an announcement from the stage about it as we were opening the French Market, and presented him with an eclair and a candle in it. And the opening band is a French rock band, and sang him happy birthday. And he was very pleased, and his family, all of his family members who were in town, were there with him. To celebrate at that table, and he had a really nice time that day.
That's beautiful. Yeah, he was one of the very first people that we were able to interview just within a few weeks of his passing, so it was good that I was able to speak with him, and it was really great to hear some of his aspects of, you know, involvement with the church. So who would be some people that you'd also like to give a little thanks to, show a little appreciation for what they've done for the church over the years?
It's been wonderful having Father Guy as our pastor for the past 15 years. He's had excellent homilies in his book, The Heart of the New Evangelization, has really helped us all with our spiritual growth. And I really appreciate his very traditional observances of the Feast of Corpus Christi. We have a neighborhood procession with multiple outdoor altars. and the Stations of the Cross and Benediction that he does during Lent. He's been a very good shepherd for St. John Bosco.
Is there anybody else you'd like to mention?
There are so many good people there. I really appreciate all the parishioners and the parish staff.
Okay. And if you were going to tell a family or an individual, you know, what would be some of the main reasons that you really like St. Joan of Arc and why they should join?
The diversity. That's what attracted us. We had been at Immaculate Heart for many years, and I had started going to Mass at St. Joan of Arc, and I just love it. We've got quite a range of ages and ethnic backgrounds and financial backgrounds, and it's a wonderful mix of people.
That's great. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to give your favorite words about St. Joan of Arc, as well as, you know, mentioning your husband, Eric, and you'll be able to hear these. They're starting to post them on the website already, and I just want to say thank you, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Sean.
You got it.